Matt Greenwood back with you on Regional Radio Sports. Got a pretty awesome story here, awesome person talking to us. You might remember his name, Isaiah Martin, Hillsboro track and field star during his days as a Hawk. And well, he's been enjoying his time at Purdue running track and field for them, a decathlete who got to participate over these last couple of days in the NCAA Division I Outdoor National Championships. And boy, what a great time that Isaiah Martin had there in terms of his finish in the decathlon. That's 10 events for you guys. And in those 10 events, he accumulated 7,398 points out of 24 competitors. That number of points ranked him 10th and put him on the second team All-America honors. And so, Isaiah, we're so happy to have kept track of you. I think you and I talked after your conference meet where you did some great things in the Big Ten conference meet. And here we are, you know, about a month and some change later, and now you're 10th in the nation as a decathlete, as a freshman at Purdue. What's it been like for you, man?
It's been great. This year has really been a fun ride, just getting closer with my teammates and growing as an athlete myself and watching my improvement, especially from high school, seeing where I came from.
I want to dive real quickly into some of the events specifically that scored you a lot of great points, and you got some personal bests here. In the 400-meter dash, you ran a time of 49.12, which you told me is a lifetime personal record. Then you had three college PRs in the 1,500-meter run, the long jump, and the high jump. And in the 1,500, you ran that in 4 minutes and 36 seconds, which is pretty absurd, in a good way, of course. And then for your long jump, you had a distance of 23 feet 9 inches, and then a high jump 6 feet 3.5 inches. I know you've had PRs in high school before, but now you're doing them at the college level against the best of the best. What's it mean to you to be able to do what you've done so far and have those PRs in those certain events?
It's pretty cool, actually. Like, just being at this meet has been an awesome experience. The guy that actually won the decathlon hit the Olympic standard for Tokyo in 2020. So it just shows, like, what kind of competition is at this meet. I'm just surrounded by a bunch of amazing athletes, and I'm really happy that I was able to finish so high.
Based on the article that Purdue wrote about your success at these national championships, you spent 11 hours on the track on Thursday because there were two separate weather delays. I'm sure you're no stranger, because of Missouri's weather, to a weather delay.
Yeah.
But just talk about the mental focus, how much it takes out of you, how much you have to put into staying focused and staying ready to, you know, run your events run your track events or participate in your field events.
Yeah, for me, during those events, I just try to take my mind off the competition. I would just watch videos on my phone and try and get away from it, so I'm not wasting any mental energy, or I don't have any adrenaline that I'm using up while I'm resting. I would just take my mind off it, and then by the time it was ready to go again, I would bring it all back and try and hit it full force.
Yeah, I just can't imagine being on a track for 11 hours and just trying to find something to do to make sure that you are ready to do what you were able to do. And that's obviously score a lot of points for your team and for yourself as well. You mentioned the guy that won the whole thing, the whole decathlon, Johannes Erm.
Yeah, I guess,
from Georgia. Did you get to actually, like, with the 100 dash and the 400 dash, were you running with him, or did you have a whole set of different runners? Do you even know if you ran against him at all?
Yeah, I was actually, he was in my heat for the 100 meter dash. He was in a later heat for the 400. Most of the time he was with me, but there were some events that he was on a different pit, but the whole decathlon group kind of stayed together most of the time.
Did you make some new friends?
Oh, yeah. I always make friends every decathlon. It's awesome. It's a whole brotherhood. there's a community of decathletes, and you get to know each other at every meet that you compete in.
That's really awesome, man. Again, Johannes Erm from Georgia. You've got Harrison Williams from Stanford, Jack Lint mm-hmm. from Michigan, Max Vollmer from Oregon, who is the other freshman that finished in the top 10 along with you. Guys from mm-hmm. Wisconsin and Dartmouth and BYU, and I'm sure all these are colleges people are very familiar with. As you sort of reflect on just the level of competition that you're going up against in these national championships, it gives you a great appreciation for what you are able to do as an athlete.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because these are all schools that I dreamed about being on or competing against when I was a little kid, and seeing it all fall into place, it's all surreal.
Now, I know when we talked after the Big Ten Conference, Isaiah, you said that whenever you get prepared to participate in an event, instead of sort of, you know, worrying about how you're going to go ahead and just, you know, sort of get things done, you kind of put yourself, you picture what you're going to do, and you know, you work hard to you know, for that picture to be drawn, if you will. But yeah, you told me that you just sort of picture yourself succeeding. If you wouldn't mind, just kind of reiterate, you know, how exactly that works.
All right. Well, like what I'll do before every event, or even just like when I'm laying in bed about to go to sleep, I just envision myself in a race or envision myself throwing whatever implement I'm doing and just imagine me doing it successfully. So by the time you're actually there and in the moment, it seems natural because you've ran it through in your head so many times. So it's almost like you've been there already.
That's really cool, man. I wish I could do that. one of the I just worry and stress about everything. One of the accomplishments that finishing 10th out of 24 competitors in the national championships as in the decathlon is the fact that the All-America honor that you received is just the second one that a Purdue Boilermaker has earned since 1998. I don't even think you were born then, were you? Or no, actually, I guess. Yeah, you're kind of right on that line.
That was the year before I was born. Yeah.
Yeah, just the year before you were born. That's incredible in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome that I get to be a part of something like that.
Hey, I was looking at you know how we've been talking about the Olympic type numbers that Johannes Erm from Georgia, the guy that won the decathlete, was putting up. And I was looking in the javelin column. Dude, you beat him by, like, just about 2 feet.
Yeah.
You had a distance of 186. Talk about that event and you know, as you went over the results to see that you did that, what does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, that's always been one of my stronger events. And for me, like, it was kind of expected because of the visualization things and all the preparation that I do beforehand. I just expect big things for myself. I have really high expectations that I set for myself. And so there's a couple events that I thought I would beat him in, and there's ones that I should be beating him in. And there's ones that definitely that we're going to work on over the summer and the fall that I will be beating him in next year.
All right, very well. For those of us back here in Jefferson County, you know, every kid, every athlete, everybody, every person has a dream, you know, a dream job, or, you know, they just have something that they want to go out and they want to achieve. And sometimes we fall short. Sometimes we exceed expectations of ourselves. Sometimes, you know, we get to that point where we want to be in our lives and I'm not asking you to be philosophical or anything here, but I guess you're what, 19 years old, and you're already accomplishing so many phenomenal things, such as participating in a decathlon at the national level. As you work towards your goals, first off, what are they? And secondly, you feel like you're on the right path?
Well, yeah, I set a really high bar for myself. So a huge goal would be, like, make the Olympics as soon as possible. I just go to the trials, love to compete internationally. I just want to be one of the top-rated decathletes as soon as possible, and I feel like I'm on the right track. I'm doing everything I can to get there, but I'm also not taking things too fast. I'm doing whatever I can and just hoping that things are going to fall into place, or just trusting that it's going to happen. It's going to work out for me.
All right, very good. Well, hey, man, don't lose contact. I guess next up for you would be what, indoor track season in the fall?
I believe so. If I don't qualify for any meets over the summer, then, yeah, it'll be indoor in the fall.
Okay. What sort of meets are you doing over the summer then?
Well, if I do qualify, I think I was like third on the list to make the Pan American Games, which is an international team, and I'll compete with Team USA. And then if there, I could maybe hit a standard, and if I become top 10, then there's a Thorpe Cup in Germany that will take place in September, where they take the top 10 decathletes in America, and we just go head-to-head with the Germans.
Okay, awesome, man. Well, we'll cross our fingers and pray that happens for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be doing the same. Congratulations once again on your top 10 finish in the decathlon at the national stage. You're making Purdue proud, I know, and I know the Hillsborough community and the Jefferson community, Jefferson County community as a whole. I know you're making them proud, and we're just so happy that you could spend some time with us today sharing the good news.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, no problem. And our thanks to the media relations person at Purdue as well. She's provided us some great information and set this whole thing up for you. So our great appreciation to her as well. And Isaiah, we'll catch up later, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that is Isaiah Martin of the Purdue Boilermakers, finishing 10th in the decathlon at the national competition, NCAA Division I Outdoor Championships in Austin, Texas, over these last couple of days. Another big congratulations to him as he joins us here today on Regional Radio.